right now. Ron joins us from Mississippi to let us know what kind of challenge he's having. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good. What's going on there?
Well, I have a stinking problem.
Okay.
Literally. The master bathroom in my house, every once in a while, will emit a terrible, strong sewage odor.
Mm-hmm.
It covers the bathroom and the master bedroom. Doesn't last very long. It might do it two or three times a week, and other times it might not happen maybe once a week. The other bathroom is not affected by this, but I've had plumbers out. They've put new wax rings in the toilet. They've resealed the toilet and all kind of things, but it still is still getting that odor.
Okay. Ron, is your house on a slab or is it up on piers?
It's on a slab.
Okay. So the plumbing is all encased in inside there because a lot of times it can be possibly a problem with the P-trap that in this case would be under the slab. So you're not going to be able to, you know, see if there's any problem with that. Joe, what do you think on something like this? Because that certainly can be an aggravating, frustrating situation.
Yeah, Ron, I was thinking the same thing. It's probably the trap. And this is definitely coming from the toilet, not the sink, right? Not the lavatory in the bathroom. You're pretty sure this is the toilet.
Probably. I've about decided I don't know.
Right. Yeah, once it starts wafting through the room, it's sometimes hard to identify. I mean, it certainly could be the toilet, but yeah, ordinarily, and again, you said it's a sewer smell, so if it's not mold or mildew, if it definitely is a sewer smell, then it's usually only the trap. You know, I'm not sure what else it could be. And for listeners who aren't familiar with it, the trap is beneath any sink or toilet, tub. It's a U-shape or P-shape fitting, pipe fitting, that holds a little bit of water. And the whole purpose of that holding water, of course, is to stop sewer gases from backing up into the room. That block, that little plug of water just blocks it. So, you know, assuming that there's, and again, this is under a slab, so it might be hard to tell, but if that trap is leaking at all, you know, it's a broken seal somewhere, that's going to allow that sewer gas. If it's not completely full of water, you know, sometimes it happens if people aren't using a bathroom, that water in the trap can evaporate enough that sewer gas can slip by. That doesn't sound like that's happening here because I am assuming you use this pretty regularly. So if it's not the trap, Ron, I'm not sure what else it could be. And I'm not sure what a plumber would even do about that if it's under the slab. I would call the plumber who was there last and just say, if it is a leaky trap, what is the solution? See what he tells you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I know it gets pretty bad. And my wife says, hey, you know, you can sleep back here. I'm going up front.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's no good. And it's not a problem that can't be solved. It just takes the right investigator, you know, to figure it out. And the reason I ask you if it's a sink, sometimes those odors will come up out of the sink and it's not the trap itself. It's mold or mildew that's growing often in the overflow tube where water, you know, if you overfill the sink, there's a little hole in the side so the water doesn't spill out on the con. And I usually just pour a little bleach down there, just a couple of tablespoons of bleach, and that'll kill any bacteria and stop that smell.
Okay.
So you could try that. It won't hurt anything. You can certainly try
that. Yeah, I think I would experiment with that a little bit. You know, I'm pouring a little bit of bleach in all of the drains, the shower drain. Go ahead and put, you know, a cup in the toilet there and flush it, and then in all of your sinks and just try. It's not going to hurt anything, and it may well be just the thing in those sinks or in the shower tub drain that's coming back into. That's more likely that the smell is coming from those areas than the actual toilet, or you would see problems with the water in your bowl of your toilet draining out. So try those. Ron, I know it's kind of a frustrating thing when you have like that, but maybe this is all you need to do in order to solve that problem.
Well, I'll give it a try and see. Bleach is cheap.
There you go. That's what I'm thinking.
And Ron, the last thing I'll say is, if you find the solution to this, email us or call us back and we'll share it with the rest of the listening audience, because this is a bit of a mystery and it would be nice to know, you know, what the cause was and how you solved the problem.
Yep.
Glad to do it. If I can figure out what's wrong with it, I'll definitely let you know.
All right. That sounds great, Ron. Well, take care and have a great weekend.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.